Jess in with you this morning. Now, October was Mental Health Month, and over the last few weeks we've been talking about mental health. We spoke to Anto White last week, who's a farmer out of Belltree. We've been catching up with Pammy Seckham and also Matthew Milne, who's the Rural Adversity Mental Health Coordinator with the Rural Adversity Mental Health Program, and he joins me again this morning. Matt, how are you doing?
Hey, Jess, I'm going okay. Thanks for having me.
Now, as I just said, October was Mental Health Month, and it's now wrapped up.
Yep, it's been a good reminder for us to check in on ourselves and the people around us that we care about. But just because that month's over doesn't mean all our hard work's going to just wrap up as well. We need to make sure that we keep our conversations going and we make sure that we're constantly looking at ourselves and other people to make sure that we're doing well.
Yeah, exactly right. You know, keep checking in on our mates and make sure we keep using the resources that we need, whether it's, you know, something from you guys or seeing someone to talk about what you're going through.
Yeah, that's right. There's plenty of options for help out there. And just because we've had a bit of rain and things are starting to look a bit better doesn't mean we're out of the woods yet. It takes a bit of time to overcome some of the things that we've had to deal with. And so if people are still feeling a little bit how you're going, even though things are starting to look better, that's completely normal. Mm. And there's things that we can do to get support for those for the way that we're feeling. So we don't have to battle on alone.
No, exactly. And you mentioned the long-term effects. Last week we caught up with Anto White from Belltree, and that was something that we did focus on, you know, the fact that what our farmers went through during the last couple of years, whether it was, you know, the tough decisions that they had to make on the farm to destock or, you know, move or whatever it may be, or to put an animal down, things like that, those have a lasting effect on your mental health.
Yeah, that's right. Farmers are remarkable people. They have to be a master of many, many different things around the farm. But it means that sometimes we have to do or take on some roles that are the more unfavourable ones. Mm. And we've had a hard time through the drought, and people have had to make some tough decisions when it comes to managing their property. And it is important that we draw attention to the fact that some of those things that we've had to do, whether it was putting down stock or making tough decisions to sell up, will have an effect on us for a little while. And my message to those people would be that it's okay to be feeling in all sorts because of that. Mm-hmm. It's going to take some time, but now is a good time to start building resilience and to start moving forward. We need to make sure that we're reaching out to get some help if we're not feeling too great at that time.
Yeah. And I guess with whatever it may be, whether it's, you know, if you're needing help with something to do with your mental health, or if you think you need help with making a decision in the first place, you know, it's okay to reach out and ask for help to do that. You don't have to do anything on your own.
Yeah, that's right. People fall into the trap of feeling like they need to just make the best of it on their own. There's plenty of experts out there who we can go to for help and to make decisions, whether that's our local land services, talking about biosecurity, weeds, the district vet, or we can come in town to some of our stock and station agents to get their opinion about how we should move forward. We don't really have to make decisions in isolation by ourselves. Mm. We can reach out to people who might be able to provide either a different opinion or another piece of the puzzle to help us make an informed decision.
Yeah, exactly. And let's talk about some of the resources that you have available, Matt. We've spoken about it before, but the Take Time magazine is one of those.
Yeah, so our Take Time magazine, which came out at the start of the year, at the start of Mental Health Month, is basically full of stories and resources from people from the land across New South Wales. The theme is to take time out to have a bit of a break, take time out to get information and support, and these stories from these rural people tell that story of how they did that and how they moved forward and how it benefited them. It's also got resources around decision making, supporting your mental health and the mental health of other people, and then at the end of the book it's just got a huge list of places that you can go to for support about many different things. Mm-hmm. And again, I think it just reinforces that there's other people who are going through similar situations and there's places that you can go to for help. Yeah. We just need to be looking in the right places to find that support.
Exactly. And Matt, if anybody wants to get in touch with you and get assistance with something, what's the best way to do that?
Well, my number directly is 0437 989 044. People can call me up and have a bit of a chat about what's going on. We can talk about a plan to keep them well, or some places that they might need some information from, and then we'll put it back in their hands to go and find those or chase down those resources. Or if you didn't catch my number there, you can head to our website, which is ramhp.com.au. Just scroll down on the homepage. You can type in your postcode and your closest ramp coordinator will come up. And on our website, you'll be able to access our Take Time magazine. You'll be able to find all of our resources to check in on ourselves and other people, how to have conversations around mental health with someone that you're worried about, and then our decision-making resource, which provides a practical strategy for someone to sit down, write pros and cons lists, look at what's important in the decision-making process, who they can get to help them with that decision, and then hopefully evaluate that decision after it's been made.
Fantastic. Well, we'll make sure we put those contact details on our website as well. Matt, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
No worries. Thanks, Jess.